Hello, this is Kathy Hart, host of the Health First Radio Show. Today we have Rosemary Pierce back on. She's a holistic pharmacist and she's going to give us lots of great tips on healthy hair and skin. And in the second half, we have Lucy Sherratt, coordinator of CBAN. But first, here's Alan with the Health First News.
Hidden drug overdoses account for nearly 1 in 7 sudden cardiac deaths, a new study contends. Researchers looked at more than 900 people in San Francisco who died of an apparent out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. Through autopsies and lab tests, they found that only 541 of those people, or 59%, actually met the criteria set by the World Health Organization for sudden cardiac death. Of those cases, 13.5%, nearly 1 in 7, were due to a hidden overdose, with lethal levels of opioids found in 61% of them. The study also found significant racial and gender differences. The study was published June 19th in a special autopsy issue of the journal Circulation. Obesity is no picnic for those who struggle with it, but new research sheds some light on why so few ever find their way to a healthy weight. It turns out that overweight and obese folks hold starkly different views on diet and exercise than their normal weight peers, the study found. Namely, taste is their top consideration when choosing what to eat, nutritional labels are rarely examined, and their relationship with food tends to be more impulsive and emotional. And while many were open to the idea of smaller meal portions, they were on the other hand less likely to exercise than normal weight people. Cost was also a factor, with many believing that healthier foods were more expensive. Report author Hank Cardello, director of the Hudson Institute's Food Policy Center in Washington, said a major disparity exists between food-related policies and the mindsets and motivations of the people these policies are designed to impact. Cardello's findings were published in June in a Hudson Institute report. Mental illnesses ranging from depression to schizophrenia show a great degree of overlap in the genes that may contribute to them, a large new study shows. Researchers said the findings should deepen the understanding of how various psychiatric disorders arise. Eventually, they might even change the way the conditions are diagnosed and treated. The high degree of genetic correlation among different psychiatric conditions suggests that the current thinking, where the disorders are viewed as distinct, may be off, the researchers added. Senior researcher Benjamin Neal said the tradition of drawing these sharp lines when patients are diagnosed probably doesn't follow the reality, where mechanisms in the brain might cause overlapping symptoms. The findings were published June 21st in the journal Science. Could a vaccine from the early 1900s be the key to preventing serious diabetes complications? Maybe, say researchers from Harvard University and Massachusetts General Hospital. A little more than 3 years after getting two tuberculosis shots 4 weeks apart, about 50 people with type 1 diabetes saw their long-term average blood sugar levels drop significantly, and for at least 5 years. Study senior author Dr. Denise Fostman said the gold standard in treating diabetes is to lower blood sugar. Lowering blood sugar changes quality of life and reduces the risk of complications. Fostman, the director of Mass General's Immunobiology Laboratory, said after 3.5 years, we saw a pretty sharp drop in blood sugar to near normal, and it stayed down. The study was published June 21st in the journal Vaccine.
Rosemary Pierce is a holistic pharmacist. She's a graduate of Dalhousie University in the 70s, an educator, a formulator, and a wealth of information. We've had her on the radio before. Today, we're going to be speaking about the health of our skin, our hair, and our nails, and how to make them glow, shine, and grow. So welcome, Rosemary.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. Nice to talk to you. I'm talking to you from Ottawa today.
Oh, well, that's a ways away. So we're going to talk about how to get our hair and our nails and our skin glowing and strong and healthy no matter what age we are. What are some things we can do from the inside out?
Well, first of all, let's just talk about how important an indicator that of healthy hair, skin, and nails are, because most people, if they're looking young, it's because people are seeing the glow of their skin, the health of their hair, that their nails don't split. And when those things happen, that's the first indication that the body is breaking down, right? And so there are two ways to approach that. There's the outside, and lots we could talk about, that affects this, but also that we can do to support it. And then there's the inside. And do you want me to start right with the inside?
Let's go inside first, and then we'll work our way to the outside.
Okay, that sounds great, Kathy. So from the inside, what we are looking at with hair, skin, and nails, which also really affects a lot of our connective tissue besides those areas, and that is the health of the type of protein that we take in. Now, our hair, skin, and nails, as well as the tissue organs and our ligaments and tendons, are made of protein that is basically collagen. And collagen's a big word these days, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hear a lot about collagen, and collagen is really high in bone broth.
I was just going to say, and so with bone broth, I think we did a whole segment a few months back. There's some really easy ways to put bone broth into your diet without having to boil up the bones.
Yes, you can either, you know, you do collagen powders or bone broth powders, which saves the person from needing to cook bones and, you know, spend the time-consuming job of making soup. You can use bone broth, you can put it into soups, you can actually even put it, I was talking to somebody today, and they put our Prairie Naturals bone broth right in their coffee because it tastes good. And they can bury a whole scoop in a cup of coffee. So you can, and you can put it into sauces and all types of dishes. You know, even vegetable dishes where you want to up the protein. Now, this is different kinds of protein than taking in, say, whey protein or eggs or meat, which helps to build the body's muscles, especially the muscles. This builds the connective tissue. And sometimes what we see is we see really saggy skin on people that are low in this type of protein. Or they might also be low in the vitamins and minerals that it takes to build healthy skin. For example, vitamin C is very necessary. Biotin, zinc is another mineral, and vitamin B. If a person is low in vitamin B, sometimes they'll notice it in the corners of their mouth. They'll get a little crack, or their eyes are very sore and tender, reactive. So the skin does respond to having good nutrients in our body.
Mm-hmm. We glow when we have all the right nutrients.
That's right. Matter of fact, there's, you know, products that you can get that are meant for hair, skin, and nails, and those will be high in vitamin B, especially biotin as a vitamin. Biotin will be a huge one that valuable. It nourishes the follicle of the hair, or the right where the hair root is. And what we want to do is increase our blood supply. Now, I'll tell you, with women, another one that often happens if their hair is thinning, and that is low iron.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always good to, if your hair is thinning and there's no obvious reason for it, and it's started to thin and maybe your energy's down, is to get your doctor to check your iron level.
And if so, Rosemary, what's a good way to build your iron stores back up?
Well, a lot of people, especially if they go to their doctor, will get a prescription or just a written on a pad for an iron tablet or capsule. I usually prefer that people use liquid iron, ionic iron. And the reason for that is, if there's no obvious cause for their iron deficiency, often it's absorption. Their absorption has gone down. And if their absorption has gone down, the best type of iron is liquid iron. So I would encourage people to look for an ionic iron. And you can get liquids. And you can get your iron in an ionic form, which is so easy to absorb. You take it on an empty stomach. It doesn't cause any irritation or constipation, and it's readily absorbed. But go get that test first. Unless you're familiar with, you know, your body and you know when you're iron deficient, it's a really good idea to be sure with getting your iron test. Now, they test the blood. And you can also ask them to test your iron stores. And women who are going into menopause, you know, perimenopausal women, often will develop low iron, because as their cycles change, sometimes they're closer together, and they're eating the same, but they're losing more blood, and that can often cause it. Another reason that it can be caused is inflammation in the lining of the intestine, and that can stop a lot of absorption. And so that's another reason for hair loss, and you need to take a good multivitamin, add iron in, add extra biotin. And I just have to mention one other nutrient that I haven't brought up, and that's silica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Rosemary, first of all, if we're not absorbing and we're putting those in, how are we going to absorb them? How do we get the inflammation and the digestion functioning properly so we can pick up those minerals and vitamins?
So the first thing for me is always to suggest taking out gluten.
Mm-hmm.
Because any inflammation in the digestive tract, whether it was caused originally by eating gluten-type grains or not, the gluten causes more inflammation or irritates it. So removing gluten, then taking a good digestive enzyme to help you break down your food, and then healing the lining of the gut. And now we're back to bone broth again.
Right, yes. Around we go.
Yeah, it's full circle. Because not only does, and it's especially beef bone broth for the health of the skin, that's the one to go to. It's collagen type 1 and 3 for the skin, nails, and hair. People are, wondering, because there's both beef and chicken available.
So then is chicken the type 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah,
okay.
And that's more for joints.
Mm-hmm.
With the chicken, but use a beef bone broth. And of course, there's organic. Go for organic in beef bone broth,
mm-hmm.
because you want to make sure that your bones are good and clean, and they've been tested for heavy metals, right? So bone broth will help heal the lining of the digestive tract, support healthy skin, nails, and hair. And then you also get amazingly good properties for sleep. So often people will take a cup of warm bone broth before they go to bed.
Wow, you can take it any time of day. Coffee in the morning, just on its own for bedtime.
Yeah, I was doing some training today in Ottawa, and I had this lady who put the Prairie Naturals bone broth in her coffee, and she found that coffee would give her the jitters, but when she put the bone broth in it, it didn't.
Interesting.
And I think that's because those amino acids that you find in bone broth calm the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably just counteracts that, that type of stimulation that caffeine can sometimes give people.
Mm-hmm. And you were just about to talk about silica before, too. How do we get good sources of silica for our connective tissue?
Well, there are a number of different supplements to use. I like vegetal silica, or one that's made from horsetail. And that form is, so the silica is picked up from silica-rich soils, which not all of us have, so we often don't get it. But it's combined, and it's brought into the plant called horsetail, which grows mostly in riverbanks. I think almost everywhere in Canada you can find horse. Everywhere I've lived, I live on both coasts and in between, you can find horsetail. But it's to get an extract of it and get it concentrated. So there's specific extract techniques to pull silica out, and then you find it in capsules.
Uh-huh.
So you can actually get vegetal silica. There are a number of different companies. Prairie Naturals has it. Flora has one. And there are other types. You can get silica from quartz-based silica.
So rock source. Rock source.
Rock source, exactly, from quartz. I prefer when something has been taken into the plant, because when you take it into the plant, the plant is a lot makes it a lot easier for humans to digest.
That's so true. Rosemary, we're going to have to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to find out more ways to have really healthy hair, skin, and nails. Be right back.